Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Hey, welcome back to Business Resolutions with Josefina and Gloria Gonzalez of Letang Joyeros. And what I want to discuss, I mean, Josefina, the designer, the creative person, dealing with these pieces that she obviously loves, and if she could have her way, that's the only thing she would do, but she has to be a business person and sell and be out there in the store. What is your favorite or most popular area of this business?
Well, like I told you, when I started very young, I like to put the store very beautiful. I almost changed the jewelry every day of place. I put it here, I put it there, I put a...
So your design also, but your design is kind of where the jewelry goes and how...
And how it's placed, how it's placed. And everything
placed. Else, not actually design the particular jewelry
piece. I could get a repair and resolve it and do it, but I'd rather she does it because... She kind of has more...
The creative
thing
in that
area. More than me.
But it's interesting because you're both creative in a different kind of way.
We're both creative.
I mean, you're kind of space...
I remember...
Interior design space and you're the actual... That's
I remember maybe she was not in the store. I'm talking about Old San Juan, no? And my father was not in the store. And it came Christmas time and I remember I went and bought everything beautiful to put the store beautiful. And I was a whole day doing that. And I love that, and that's, you know, I love to do that. Still, I like to do it here, but now I have Carla, my nephew, and she helps me a lot because, you know, years pass and you have to have a little bit of help. So, but she likes that also, so I like that part, that's something important. I do almost everything because I'm in the sales too. I like the decoration. I also like part of the accounting when I have time. Usually, I don't have a lot of time. But if I have time, that's something I like to do.
You overlook the accounting or?
I'm always on top of that. Yeah, always. Yeah. I'm always on top of that. If I'm on vacation and I come back, the first thing I do is start seeing if everything is okay.
Okay.
You know, because for me, it's not a problem. I like to do it, you know, that's part. So I almost like everything, you know. I tend to do a lot of things, so, you know, I'm never bored. No. I like to be doing the whole day something.
And as you look in terms of now it's your nephews and then mm-hmm. you're hoping that maybe one of your sons will come in, but you don't know. You know, how does it play in terms of, let's go back, in terms of purchasing the pieces, some of them are designed by Josefina, but purchasing the pieces and making the decision, you have your father. I guess he's not too involved anymore in the purchasing, right?
No, not at
all. So it's you and your nephew and Josefina, which are Josefina's two kids. How is the purchasing done? Is it who goes? Only one of you does it. How does the purchasing take place?
Well, since we were in the other store, so we have been buying for a long time. You know, maybe I have been buying with my sister for more than 25 years.
Sure.
So we have the experience. We know when something is worth buying it and has a good price, or if it's a nice design that we're gonna sell it very soon because it's so beautiful that somebody's gonna buy it, you know. We have different tastes, but if she likes something, I always tell her, buy it, because if you like it, someone else is gonna like it.
Right.
And if I like something, she tells me the same, buy it, because if you like it, somebody else, many people are gonna have your taste. So
do you have particular clients that, you know, basically will come in the store and said, hey, Josefina's not here. Okay, I'll come back, or not really. Well, I don't think
some,
I don't have
some
that,
people, but not few. Really, because usually, we all could help anybody. And as I tell you, Alfredo and Carla are here. Sometimes we're doing something, and we tell them, Carla, take care of her, and she knows this. Josephine's daughter, so it's not a problem for them to be helped by Carla.
Right, right.
And always I could go or she could go and help, you know. So really here, it never has been a problem who might help somebody. Maybe somebody you know likes that you're being helped by you, so you always go and help the person,
right,
no?
Right, right.
Because it happens. But usually it's something that we could deal with that very easily. And now
when you go to these... shopping, where do you go internationally or go to stateside?
Well, we go to different shows. Usually they're in the United States. The biggest one in the United States is in Vegas. It's once a year. And sometimes we go to New York. We have been to other places, not really Europe, because it's not something that we have done really much. But usually the Vegas show, there's a lot of international people coming there. So you could vibe there to them. And it's in a good time of a year, because it's usually at the end of May that you receive the merchandise before Christmas, like for September or October.
Right.
So it's a good time of a year to go to buy. And usually we go three of us or two of us, depending how things are. But it's a big show, so we have to, at least two of us go, usually three. But everybody has their taste, but I think we got a good compliment here. For every taste we buy, you know, not really something, everything has to be the same. No.
And Josefina, when the children want a particular product, they think this particular line is gonna go, and so there's the three of you, or sometimes the four of you. What is your philosophy in terms of when they are really in favor of something? You know, the old person with experience, well, not the old person, the young person with a lot of experience.
Thank you.
The young one. What is your philosophy and how does that compare to when you were developing in the business with your father?
It's a big difference. very, very big difference. When my father was the one in charge and we went to the jewelry shows with him, you know, you usually had to buy what he wanted.
Right.
and that was it. It started changing a little bit, but it had to be more or less on that track.
That was a slow development.
Yes, very slow development. But when my son started and then my daughter, because even though they weren't here in the jewelry store, they were very used to going to the jewelry shows. They will come with us even when they were in college.
They liked it, it's
a beautiful show.
Nice,
you know, it's a really nice place to go.
Yeah.
You're seeing the whole day, you're seeing beautiful pieces. So it's fun. For them, it was... They love it, you know.
Yeah. And at night they have good dinners.
Oh, of course. And everything paid, you know. So it's... So they were used, but now that they're in the business 100%, I really let them buy what they want. It has to be something really, really, really strange, or I don't know.
A real gut-wrenching feeling that this is not going to work. But
that I will tell them, and I always will tell them, let's think about it. You know, I'm 100% for young people have to develop, have to have their time, and have to take their responsibilities for what they're doing. And the only way that they are going to learn this is by making
decisions.
Mm-hmm. Some are good, some are not so good, and some have been super good.
Mm-hmm.
Our best lines right now are ones that are chosen by Alfredo some and by Carla. So we're really happy with that, because when I see them doing this, I know that they're on the right track.
Right.
And you know, that's what I want them, because one day the jewelry store is gonna be for them, and if they're making the right decisions, they're not gonna have any problem at all, really.
Right.
So I'm really happy with that.
And you're saying that and Carla is even starting to design.
Oh, yes.
Carla told me
6 months ago, she told me, you know what? I need to do something. I need more money. I need to do something else. I love the jewelry store, but I need to do something. And I told her, well, what are you going to do? And she told me, I would love to design jewelry. And I told her, well, you're in the perfect place, because whatever you design, you're going to sell it in the jewelry store. So you don't have any problem. And then she decided to start. What she's designing are fun pieces for young women, you know, mm-hmm. for people like her age. She's 25 years old, so she's designing jewelry for people from 20 years to, I don't know, maybe to 40, really, really nice, and then some things that I can even wear. She's having a lot of fun.
She's very creative.
She's very, very, very creative. People have loved her line.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a nice line. In fact, I'm going to show it to you when we finish now.
Okay.
So I think that she's not going to have any problem with this. I'm really happy. I didn't do it. Maybe I would have had that on my time, but I really didn't have the time, and I didn't have the opportunity. As first, when she just told me the first moment, I just look at her and I told her, you know what? We're going to do it.
Right.
And you're going to do it. I'm going to help you, but it's going to be your project.
Right.
And that's how she started, and I think it's going to be a lovely line. So if you want to see it, just come to Letran Joyeros.
And listeners, I also listeners, come to Letran and see
this.
Of
course, of course.
I hope we piqued their curiosity. That's
yes, I think it's really nice. You know, it's not an expensive line, the one that she's doing, because like she tells me, Mommy, people that have 20 or 25 or 18 years or 30 years, maybe they don't have a lot of money to spend on a jewelry piece, but they want a nice piece that nobody else has it.
Right.
And that's what I'm going to make. I'm going to make pieces that are only one piece, and pieces, you know, for people that want to start having a nice selection of jewelry, but fun pieces. And it's coming out really nice, so I'm very proud of her.
Well, Josefina and Gloria, has been a pleasure. Of course, one of the things I enjoy about this program is meeting, and of course, I have about a 45-minute, an hour and a half sometimes, I think, of just talking to people about what we're going to talk about, and that's the most fun. We go into some of the things that we can't go into the radio program with, because it's a little bit more confidential and all, but it's great to get to know people that you sort of known for many years, but you don't really know as well as
that's
you would
it,
like. So this is a great opportunity for me, and it's been very enjoyable having this dialogue with both of you and learning so much about your business and how it has developed. And I hope the listeners have enjoyed learning from your experience, which is the main goal of this program. So this is the end. I always congratulate I think my guests are always great, and the
you.
Two of you are always great.
Thank
so
you.
Congratulate you on a great string of changes and of successes, and wish you all the best. So this is the end of the program. My listeners, as I usually say, I hope you have a good week, stressless, and that you're able to resolve your conflicts. And I look forward to having you and Josefina and Gloria.
Thank you. Have a good
Easter week is when we're having this conversation.
Thank you. The same for you. Thank
you. Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez. You're invited to join Jorge and his guest each week at 8:06 Saturday morning, 2:06 Monday afternoon, and 6:06 Friday evening.